I'm part of a dying species, known as the drummer. In today's world, the drummers are pushed to the back. We are the invisible kid. You'll notice that there's no game called Drum Hero. Nope. Everybody wants to be in the limelight as a singer or a guitar hero. When I was a kid, I listened to a lot of hip-hop and rap songs, and I always loved the boom of the bass and the switching of the rhythm. I guess you could say that's where my drumming path began. I started getting into drums around the time that I was 12. My parents bought me the Rock Band video game, and the drums were the only thing I was good at. Around the same time, I was introduced to something that would flip my world upside down. The great rush of punk rock and heavy metal that was streaming the airwaves. I heard bands like Rise Against and Asking Alexandria. These bands had a quick pace and a fast double bass sound to them that made my heart beat equally as fast. This became my anthem for expressing myself in a way I'm sure we all have as teenagers, to rebel and be my own person. I wanted more of it. I wanted to explore the unknown regions of rock music. After I had been playing Rock Band for about a year, I'd told my dad, I think this is something I can do and would be good at.
As soon as I saw you getting into the Guitar Hero and all of that, I thought, oh, this kid, he might have an ear for it.
You think you could take us back to that day we bought the drum set?
We kept looking around, you know, checking on the internet and the sets and the kits and the stores and stuff. And we just happened to be in the pawn shop that day. And, you know, I saw that kit and I thought, this isn't too bad. And it looked like it needed a little bit of work, but looked like something we could put together.
We went to various stores and upgraded the set piece by piece in my room. We repaired the drums and polished them to a shine. We got a new snare drum, and we replaced the worn-out bass pedal for a double bass, and we replaced the cymbals with respected Zildjian cymbals. I began playing immediately. It wasn't as easy as Rock Band had made it seem. I had dropped the sticks countless amounts of times and would always drop the rhythm, but I was able to get the hang of it after some practice. My dad, being a natural musician himself, would often play along with me on guitar and would always complain.
When I heard that kind of music, like I said, at first I was kind of taken back by it. But like I said, the more I listened to it, I found that it did have its own groove, I guess.
So then I asked what style of music he used to play.
In the 70s, I lived in Colorado Springs. There was basically one radio station, you know, at the time back in the 70s. And it was, you know, what we call nowadays classic rock. And it was, you know, what I listened to, because that's all there was.
And so I added a new generation of music to my memory. We began playing songs by these bands almost immediately, and to my surprise, I caught on very quickly. Maybe I inherited the style of music genetically from my dad.
To watch you progress from just carrying a basic beat to now, I mean, you're just all over the place, and I can throw something at you and say, you know, would you like to try this, and you'll try it, and you'll get the hang of it.
Around this time, I also bought the video game Fallout 3. It was set in the 30s and has great music from that time. My favorite song from the game was "I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire" by the Inkspots.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
The Inkspots were a catalyst to me because I remember hearing Dean Martin playing in my grandparents' car. My dad would always be singing his Frank Sinatra while driving, but I never paid much interest until I heard the Inkspots. The smooth beats and the vocal harmonies had seemed to open a new artery in my heart that had been locked off before. I was able to see how my angst-filled and rebellious ways, which were brought from the punk metal times, were calmed and soothed by the rich vocals of the 1930s.
No other will do.
Slowing down the tempo and counting 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Now at 17 years old, I can proudly say that I can play almost any style of music on the drums. As my never-ending library of genres has expanded, I have seen that all I do in my spare time is play, whether it be with my dad or with my band. Every moment of my spare time is filled with drums and music.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
For Lighthouse Writers Workshop and Youth Radio, I'm Aaron Marquez.
I just want to start.